Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, radio family, and welcome once again. Time to engage in great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I always appreciate your great company and certainly the company of members of our Community Focus family, as Community Focus is heard here on our Odyssey stations, and engaging in great conversation with a gentleman who is certainly no stranger to our public affairs program. He's been on here a number of times, and in fact, the minute I mention your name, Eric Leggett, which, by the way, good morning, sir. How are you? How you been?
I'm fine, Miss Renee. How have you been?
I've been pretty good, you know, still trying to maintain and keep things as close to a new normalcy since this pandemic as possible. But I really and always look forward to this time of the morning to, as I mentioned, engage in wonderful conversation, which I always have when I have you, sir, on the program. And members of our radio family, no doubt, are very familiar with you, the founder of Fathers with Voices, a program that you created back in 1996 with the intention of providing resources and consultation for both non-custodial and divorced fathers involved in visitation, child support, and custody cases. A program, a wonderful program, I may add, that's also assisted single mothers. And FWV has also been instrumental in helping fathers obtain visitation rights, awarded joint custody, joint legal custody, and the custody of your children, or their children, I should say. But I also want to say you have been, as I just alluded to, been a regular member of our Community Focus family for a number of years. You have been featured and appeared on many national media programs, both television and radio. And you also have done quite a number of presentations, workshops, and speaking engagements. So that is quite an impressive resume that you have, my friend. You're very welcome. And thank you for bringing, absolutely. And thank you for bringing what our conversation is about to get underway. You have something known as the dating interview. And I heard that chuckle because I was going to chuckle right along with you. But in all seriousness, sometimes I don't think many of us equate dating and the interviewing process. Now, this did one thing for me, that when we were making plans to get together here on the program, I'm thinking, and I'm going to take this back probably several generations to when you and I were coming along, but even more so, our grandparents and our parents, when we wanted to bring someone home that we liked or we were interested in, that the number one thing was getting past the parents. And I will say particularly the fathers, for fathers who have daughters who want to start dating that boy that they like for whatever reason. And even in situations, the reverse of that, when mothers are trying to figure out if this is going to be a future daughter-in-law based on, you know, what their sons want to share in terms of when they bring a girlfriend to the house. So I thought about it from that standpoint. where we get all of those questions, like, okay, you know, and then we basically take it from there. But it also alludes to, and what we're about to get into with our conversation, Eric, is the fact that no doubt the dating process is completely different in 2021 as compared to when you and I were, you know, at that impressionable age, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Right.
And same thing for our parents and grandparents.
And you're right. It's too generic. And the motivation behind dating interview just came from I'm part of different Facebook groups that discusses relationships.
Okay.
And, you know, I like getting into these different dialogues with people on Facebook. And when I read the posts from adults, what I saw were adults that were tired, they were frustrated, they were angry. Many of them was just fed up with the whole dating process. And the one commonality that I read on those posts is people felt like they wasted a lot of time with the wrong people. And then my mind started to turn and think about, you know, well, what can be done to change that? And I began thinking about certain things I did with Fathers with Voices. And I found something that I was working on several years ago, and that's where dating came from.
Wow. And that really alludes to asking the next obvious question, why a dating interview is necessary. And based on what you just shared, people's frustrations, people feeling. No, you go ahead.
Well, it's necessary because here's the problem. You have people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s playing games like they're in their 20s. Okay? And I learned that when my marriage ended and I tried online dating, which was a horrible experience for me. Yeah. And so I wanted to share something with them that I did for fathers 10 or 15 years ago. For example, men, that one of their biggest obstacles was feeling that for the thousands of dollars they were investing in legal fees and paying an attorney, they were not seeing any progress for their cases.
Right.
You know, attorneys charge anywhere between $200 and $800 an hour. So you want to see some type of progress in your case. So I began to teach fathers certain questions to ask before giving them that money, but I had to change their mindset. And their mindset had to change to, instead of sitting there and waiting for the attorney to say, well, I'll think about if I take your case. I taught my fathers, you are asking questions to let them know I'm trying to see if you are qualified to take my case.
Right.
Do you see the difference between that type of mindset? So with dating interview, the slogan or the motto is, when you get the answer you're looking for, move on. So it's about making sure that you have the power in your hands to say, I'm going to make sure that you're not going to waste my time.
Yeah.
You see? So it's about, for dating interview, instead of looking across the table and saying, I hope you like me. I hope you accept me. No, you can't do that now because the age groups is not as mature as it was 20, 30 years ago. You have to have the mindset now is I'm going to ask you some questions to see, to make sure that I don't end up wasting time with you.
And Eric, we can also add to that too, and we'll get into the particulars of where our radio family especially can visit your website for additional information. But I really want to say thank you for stating what the purpose is. And it's just like you said, get straight to the point. You have people that want results. They're putting all this time and effort and energy into finding someone who is compatible. And you want to make sure whether the person is the right fit. Those are the two key words. So
exactly.
We're weeding out, and I just love how you brilliantly stated this on the website. You're weeding out the following groups: the liars, the players, the womanizers, the gold diggers, the manipulators, and as you just alluded to, especially to avoid wasting valuable time.
Right. And Renee, it's very interesting. My mother, I rarely throw away anything that I write.
Yeah.
Like I have a lot of things that I've saved from 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
And found a book that I wrote that I never published for single dating people. Mm. And that book was because I was trying to warn single people about the whole drama phenomenon and right. the fact that there's a certain way, if they're moving a certain way while dating, they can one day become a part of that population that's running back and forth to court, that's paying thousands of dollars in legal fees. And in that book, I study different cultures in terms of their dating approach. And the one commonality of the different countries I studied, they dated deliberately and they dated with a purpose.
Mm.
So if you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, you're thinking about advancement in a career. You're thinking about your retirement. You're thinking about purchasing a home.
Exactly.
You're thinking about having a family.
Right.
So asking someone, if you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, asking the person what type of bubble gum they chewed in the third grade, that's not a grown person issue, is it?
No.
So they're going to be, I'm going to share with them something called GPQs, grown people questions.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes.
And it's about lining up your questions with exactly what you want. If you want marriage, if that's what you're seeking, then you're asking questions that coincides with your belief system, that coincides where you want to go, where you see yourself going. You know, asking questions like, who's your favorite comedian, Chappelle or Rock? Mm-hmm. That's not a GPQ question.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
So those are the things that we will be discussing on December the 9th when I do my live Zoom presentation. And we're going to have fun with it. I've already shot some videos that I haven't posted yet.
Okay.
I'll probably post it sometime this week. And just to give people an example of what I'm talking about as far as a dating interview.
Wow. So it's definitely something to look forward to for those who have an opportunity to be a part of that Zoom presentation. Eric, this is a very enlightening conversation. And I have to say, for the record, as long as I have been host of this public affairs program, I've never done something like this. And so I have to say, you know what? Sometimes you got to come out of your comfort zone. That's what you got to do from time to time.
I don't know what to say to that.
Well, no, I mean it in a very good way in that these are conversations that are very necessary to have, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me on this, the last time that we got together, the importance of relationships, because we talked about and covered two things. Speaking of and getting back to the pandemic, when we were first hearing about and learning about COVID-19 and practically the entire world was shut down, and you brought into the conversation, and it was very alarming, at least to me and very likely to some of our radio family, was, and typically during the month of October, it's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Domestic violence happens every single day. That's
right,
a conversation that the importance of it should happen every day. And I remember you sharing some alarming statistics about how the cases of domestic violence were particularly on the increase because we were all locked down in our houses. Right. And many who were likely with an abusive individual, a mate, or a person, and really didn't have at that time a means of escape. And so I really appreciated you educating us with the knowledge and the information that was needed to not just help reach those particular people, but to help us see the warning signs so that if we knew of someone who was in that abusive relationship, what steps we needed to take to try to help that individual.
Right, right. And you know, it seems like every time I create something, it's based off of what I see people are kind of suffering with or suffering through.
Exactly.
I'm just a believer that when you're over the age of 30, time becomes a very precious commodity. I'm 52. So it's like now, you know, you're coming to that reality that you're getting older.
Right.
So once you come to that reality, you understand that you don't really want to waste time.
Exactly.
And there's no, man, I don't think there's anything more painful than to have someone lead you on. And then you invest your time, unfortunately, your body, with someone that didn't have the level of attention or didn't have the intention of something meaningful or purposeful or purpose, you know, having a certain purpose as far as the relationship. And you look up, you invested 3 to 5 years of your time with them.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get single people, and these are just for people that are serious. You know, they're about trying to find something meaningful. This is not for people that's still 30 and 40 and 50 years old that still want to be Marcus from Boomerang. They just want to be out there playing.
Exactly.
Now, this is not for you. You go do you. Dating interview is for people that are tired. They want to find another way to still, you know, find something meaningful, and possibly the end result is marriage for many people. So that's what dating interview is about.
Well, Eric Legette, thank you for bringing the meaningful purpose of this conversation here to the weekend edition of Community Focus. I always appreciate your company, brother, and you're welcome. And I am happy to say we got part two of this program. So let's indeed take a break. And radio family, we will be back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this break. And it is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, radio family, if you just joined us. And thank you if you've been with us since the beginning of the program. Always engaging conversation every weekend here on our Odyssey stations and members of our Community Focus family. The good things that week after week they are continuing to do. Great conversation does continue with Eric Legette. We're talking about the dating interview, why it's necessary, the purpose to get straight to the point as to whether the person is the right fit. And Eric, as we do resume our conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, you were sharing earlier, and this is just sort of a recap for those who may not have been with us earlier. This was the result of responses from Facebook members related to the question and the recent GPQ, Grown People Questions, that's necessary. What are three things that are most important to you in a relationship and to see some form of compatibility?
Right, right. And that's what I want to press upon. Relationships have to be more deliberate. Well, you know, in America, and I'm guilty of it. I don't know about you, but I've been guilty of it. You go on a date, you're talking about, you know, things like your favorite TV show.
Right.
You're talking about your favorite food. You're talking about whether or not you are you know, compatible in terms of the astrology as far as being a Virgo. Those are the things that you really talk about a lot of times in first dates. But you have to get to a point where you're saying, okay, I need to weed certain people out.
Yeah.
And the way you weed people out through questions. And you wait for their responses. And that's the other part of the presentation. It's not just about asking questions. It's about how you ask those questions. And I think that's going to be the most important part of the presentation is me teaching them how to ask those types of questions. And when you get the response that you get, you have to be mature.
Right.
And look past the attraction, because that's what happens again. You know, you could be extremely attracted to that somebody. And let's just say, for example, you're not a drinker. And this person says, yeah, I like to go get lit whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to turn out in a relationship?
That's so true. I appreciate you touching on that, Eric, because that mm-hmm. really is the importance of looking at just past the surface, if you mm-hmm. will, of an individual. Like you said, mm-hmm. because you never know when you may be in a situation where you think, like you said, the attraction of the physical is there. But what happens behind closed doors? Sometimes we find that's not the same person we may have been initially attracted to. We see a different side of that individual that we don't necessarily see in, and I'll use air quotes, in public.
Mm-hmm.
In private, it can be a totally different person. So it's like we find out whether this person is putting on a charade or a facade or mm-hmm. however you best want to describe it. But through the dating interview process, it's like you said, you weed out the most important things of truly getting to know an individual, and especially in finding out if this person is truly compatible for you.
Exactly. And you have to know what's important to you. If career is important for you mm-hmm. and you ask the questions related to where that person is going in the next 3 or 4 years and it doesn't line up, why would you continue to invest a third date? Yeah. They gave you the answers that you were looking for.
Right.
You know, if family in the future is important to you, and that person expresses, no, that's not something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Why would you invest a third date? But it takes discipline, because what I want to press upon people is if you get that response and you're very attracted to that person,
mm-hmm.
if you continue to go on, then you can't complain that 3 years later that person didn't change their mind. Because that's the other part of attraction that people have to be careful of.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have people, they'll see that star in the eye look from the other person. Like, yeah, I got her. You know, they looking at me and I could tell that they're feeling me. They want me. And they'll take advantage of that. Now, I'll give you a prime example. I know I'm being long-winded and I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
I had a childhood friend and we were in our early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And fell in love with a woman. And Renee, she thought she was the greatest thing since the creation of American Idol. And he treated her like that. She saw that gaze in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But she would verbally destroy him in public.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we had to have an intervention and take him to the side and say, hey, bro, you don't see what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So when people see that in the next person, sometimes they take advantage of that.
Right. And that can really blindside an individual. And that sounds like that's what happened with your friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, beauty and a handsome face
will only go so far. Right.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
It can only go but so far.
Right. And not to make, you know, light of it, but, you know, things change as we age. And I think a lot of time, and we do live in a society, it's just, sometimes it just really blows my mind how much emphasis we put. And it's nothing against being young. You know, I would love to go back maybe 10, 20 years compared to what, and I'm only looking at it from the physical standpoint, because, you know, as we age, those aches and pains get more frequent as we get older than they were when we were in our teens and in our 20s. But when we look at our culture and how much emphasis is put on our looks, and that's why you have so many, and I'll use young girls as an example. So many who are trying any and everything to enhance their bodies. It can be the boobs. It can be the butt. It can be the hips. It can be the thighs. And guys go through a similar thing too, maybe not to that extent. But then when you think about all these young girls, and many of us who are listening to this program, Eric, have likely heard of an eating disorder called bulimia. where these girls are forcibly forcing their bodies to throw up or to vomit food just to maintain a certain weight. And some of these girls are already thin, but society is not telling them that. Somehow their mindset is that they're not beautiful enough for someone. They don't feel like they fit in. They feel like their bodies are fighting against them. And it's so many different case scenarios. And sadly, you have so many young girls that are going to the extreme to try to look like what society is telling them is ideal beauty. And that's just the outward appearance.
Right.
And why you have so many young kids who are struggling with body appearance, because their peers are either telling them that. Sadly, some of their parents are even just as guilty of saying, well, you know, you couldn't lose just a little bit of weight. Or, you know, they try to say it in such a way that doesn't really harm them. But deep down inside, the emotional, if not the physical stress that it's putting on a lot of our kids and our young ones to try to fit in a certain or particular body image.
And I'm glad you brought that out, because I have three daughters and I never mentioned anything about their body types. I tried to make them feel as special and as beautiful as they really were, because I didn't want my daughters at the age of 30 laying on a couch telling someone that my daddy said X, Y, and Z to me. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like I said, the dating interview, it's about serious people. It's about people that are going to be mature enough and disciplined enough to be able to be receptive to the answer given to them despite their attraction. Because like you said, attraction only lasts, it lasts but for so long. Right. And eventually you're going to have to, you know, be alone and see if you guys can have great conversations or whatever have you. So I'm excited about it. Yeah. I really am. I believe that this is something that can help a lot of people.
And I appreciate you again and the opportunity that we have had for this weekend edition of Community Focus, Eric, to engage this conversation. My next question to you is, and getting back to the responses, and I really appreciated what you were touching on earlier. When we talk about 20-somethings or 30-somethings, and even when we get into those of us who are in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and perhaps even older, our mindset and what we're looking for in that compatibility are totally different. What is either a major difference or major commonality that you're finding? Again, and you touched on this a little bit. I thought it may bear repeating for those who are just joining us. And if you are, we do welcome you once again, Radio Family, the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations, an engaging conversation every weekend. This weekend, of course, it's the dating interview with Eric Leggette. So what are you finding that maybe that common denominator between those various age groups?
What I found is liars and wasting time.
Okay.
Those are the two things. Like, for example, I've seen people, like women, post on Facebook how they went on a date, and the guy said he was 6'2", and then when they would meet him, he was 5'5".
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand perfectly.
I mean, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Or you know, people that have posted and said, you know, they invested a year and the person didn't want anything else. They didn't want a real committed relationship. They didn't want to go any further. You know, I just read a post on a great Facebook page named Dear Brothers, Dear Sisters. A good buddy of mine is running that. And it's a great group page that talks about relationships. On that page, you have women talking about investing 3, 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
And the guy is like, no, I don't want to get married. that's the one thing I learned about Fathers with Voices, is that people didn't ask GPQs before they became intimate. Can I give an example?
Absolutely.
And I know I'm being long-winded.
No, you're fine.
I had a case one time where the man called and he said, my son's mother put him in Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? He said, well, you know, I'm Baptist. Did you guys discuss this before you became intimate? No. So now you have people running back and forth to court paying thousands of dollars. I had a woman call me and say, you know, Mr. Leggett, my job is sending me to another state. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm moving up in my career. But the father is preventing me from going because he says, I don't want my son moved out of state. Did you discuss this before you guys had sex? Mm-hmm. No. You see what I'm saying? So questions can reduce a lot of time about,
Absolutely.
You know, in terms of your investing time. Because people don't seem to care about your time. They care about me. And that's another reason why you have to weed people out. Because people will tell you anything, you know, to fulfill their need. You got to cut that off. You got to cut that off and say, well, no, you want to fulfill your need? You can go somewhere else, but you're not going to use it. You're not going to use it on my time. Very simple.
And I think it's the importance, too. And some people may say it's cliche-ish, but this is just a prime example of the importance of, you've heard the expression, you got to do your homework. You got to do your research. You really
exactly.
have to take as much time as you're putting into finding someone who is compatible. You have to put that equal time to make sure that person, as we alluded to earlier, is the right person for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And when we talked about maturity,
right,
30s, 40s, or 50s, you should be thinking along these lines.
Yeah.
I tried online dating,
mm-hmm.
and I had several women thank me. And I would say, well, what are you thanking me for? You didn't ask for any nude pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm in my late 40s.
Right.
Why would I ask you for that? I just met you.
But you know what? It's also alarming and scaring at the same time that has become like a norm for most people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's my point. And my point to them was, I'm not 12. I'm in my late 40s.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm looking at it like, you mean to tell me you got grown A men that
asking
are asking
for
men
us.
For new pictures
yeah.
in the beginning stages of dating?
Right.
I mean, they're letting you know right then and there what their intention is.
You know what, that also makes me think of too, Eric, when you talk about online dating. And I don't want to make light of the situation, too. But, you know, there are so many horror stories, very likely, that mm-hmm. for someone who is listening to you, share about that is likely personally experienced themselves. But I'm also
right.
thinking, too, that whenever we see that profile picture of somebody, is that the person we going to see when we meet that someone face to face? And
exactly.
9 times out of 10, doesn't even come close.
Exactly. Exactly. So you have catfishing.
Hey, there you go. That's it.
So, you know, so it's you know, I just believe that dating interview is something that can really help a significant amount of people. And I want to have fun with it.
Yeah.
I want to have fun with it. And, you know, like I said, I'll be posting videos and everything where people can look and really get a sense of what it is that we're trying to accomplish through this process.
Absolutely. And hopefully too, Eric, bring some very important questions to those conversations, especially when you have your live Zoom come December. Give us the date again.
The date is Thursday, December the 9th, and it'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And they can register on datinginterview.com. They can register for the workshop.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. In the closing minutes that we have, is there anything that I didn't touch on that you wanted to cover?
No. Well, you're a professional. So you
No, you're the professional, sir.
Oh. No, you're the professional. You covered everything.
Well, I really appreciate it. And just thank you for taking the time to bring this conversation to our public affairs show. Like I mentioned earlier, and we were being joking about it because, you know, this was something that has never been discussed here on this public affairs program. But I think it's one of importance, Eric, because we likely have someone who is tuning in that may be in this very situation, where they are at a point in their lives where they are looking for compatibility. And just to know, what are the important steps to take to make sure that you don't get burned in a relationship? How it is important to know, you know, the ins and outs so that you make sure that you are with the right person that you are meant to be with. And so having not only this conversation, but when you have the Zoom conversation as well. So radio family, this will be a great opportunity that if we did not address any questions or concerns, that you get them prepared for the big date that you, Eric, will do this. And just to thank you for what you do in your love and really in what you're doing and helping those in various situations, not only with single dads, but with single moms. And in this case, trying to get individuals who are looking to either get back into the dating game. And then you may have some that may be doing this for the very first time and want to do it the right way. Here's one way to go about it. So thank you for bringing a program such as this to our public affairs show.
Well, I wanted to reach as many people and be as successful as possible, because if it's successful, that means I'm helping a lot of people. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, we appreciate what you do, my friend. Keep up the good work in helping those of us in the community. I always appreciate you taking the time, because I know you are one busy individual, but you definitely make time for Community Focus, and it's just good to hear from you. We haven't chatted in a while.
We haven't.
So I'm looking forward to our next great conversation, and whether it's about the dating interview or with Fathers with Voices, you know how to reach out to me, so we stay in touch.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I always appreciate you. And again, the good things you're doing in our communities. Likewise for you, radio family, know you're doing some good things in our communities. Please keep up the good work as well. Please stay safe and enjoy the rest of this day and the rest of this weekend as we officially bring to a close another great conversation. You've been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everyone take care and do indeed enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.